In the heart of a bustling village in Burkina Faso, whispers of a prodigal son began swirling like a hot wind on the Saharan dunes. Ibrahim Traoré, once a celebrated leader torn from his homeland by treachery and betrayal, was about to return. His story was not just one of exile, it was interwoven with vengeful spirits, hoarded secrets, and the destiny of a nation. The echoes of his past reverberated across the land, stirring both hope and dread among those who remembered him. N years ago, Ibrahim had risen rapidly in the ranks of the people, fueled by passion and the desire to liberate his country from oppressive regimes. Charismatic and shrewd, he had forged alliances and inspired change that the land had not witnessed in decades. However, envy lingered in the shadows of his ascent, and soon enough, it led to his undoing. A coup led by those he had once called friends forced him into an exile that would last for years, leaving behind a legacy teetering on the brink of destruction. While he roamed foreign lands, fighting to establish a new life, his heart ached for the people he loved. Days turned into years, and Ibrahim honed his skills in diverse communities, learning the art of diplomacy and the power of unity. Everywhere he went, he recounted tales of his homeland, its beauty, its struggles, and the unyielding spirit of its people. Little did he know, the fire of rebellion he had ignited continued to burn in the hearts of those left behind. Meanwhile, back home, the villagers were trapped under a regime that stifled their voices. The leaders had grown greedier and more ruthless, exploiting the land and its people for their gain. As Ibrahim's name faded into a mere whisper, a new generation grew up longing for a hero, a savior who would stand against their oppressors. In secret meetings in the dead of night, the villagers spoke of Ibrahim, for he was the hope they needed to unite and reclaim their freedom. Na's fate would have it, the winds of change began to shift. Ibrahim received word that a coup was brewing against the tyrants ruling his country, and with every piece of information, a plan began to form in his mind. He realized that his time had come, and under the cloak of darkness, he boarded a plane back to the land that had once turned its back on him. Returning to his village, Ibrahim was met with mixed feelings, cheers from those who remembered him, and suspicion from others scarred by the past. Sensing the tension, he understood that the journey ahead was not just about rallying the people, it was about healing old wounds. Ibrahim stepped into the role of a leader with wisdom, knowing well that the strength of their bond mattered more than ever. In the weeks that followed, Ibrahim and his childhood friend Amina, now a leader in her own right, held gatherings, sharing stories under the ancient baobab tree, symbolizing resilience and unity. They spoke of their dreams for a free Burkina Faso, for a society where every voice mattered. The people began to rally around Ibrahim once more, his return reigniting the flickers of hope that had dimmed over the years. Nas the villagers prepared for the upcoming uprising. Ibrahim strategically masterminded the plans, thinking back to his exile days when he had learned the intricacies of strategy and the significance of alliances. Together, they trained in the dense bushes, just like in the heroic tales Ibrahim had often recounted. The fierce determination in their eyes reflected the common goal they were all fighting for: their home, their peace, and their rights. The night before the uprising, Amina and Ibrahim had a heartfelt conversation. "We are not just fighting for ourselves, we are fighting for those who came before us and for those who will come after us," she said, her voice unwavering. Ibrahim nodded, the weight of their shared responsibility grounding him, igniting a fire within. Nas dawn broke, the villagers gathered, fortified by unyielding spirits. When the first call to arms echoed through the land, Ibrahim felt time slow down. As they marched toward the citadel where their oppressors ruled, memories of their struggles fueled every step. The villagers, emboldened by the return of their prodigal son, faced their oppressors with determination. The battle that ensued was fierce, echoing with the cries of those who fought for freedom. It was a clash not just of weapons but of ideologies. Ibrahim led his people, each strike imbued with past pain and future aspirations. The struggle was perilous, and losses were inevitable, but through every setback, they found strength in unity. And in the heat of the chaos, Ibrahim faced a familiar face from his past, one of the traitorous allies who had initiated his exile. Their confrontation was electric, a swirling mix of unresolved grievances and the palpable promise of change. It was here, in the battlefield, that Ibrahim made a choice. He would not wage war driven by vengeance, but rather by the belief that peace could only be achieved through understanding and forgiveness. The day finally turned with the sun setting on the beleaguered citadel, its walls stained with the struggles of many. As Ibrahim stood amidst the whispers of his people celebrating their hard-fought victory, he understood that the journey had only just begun. The path to rebuilding their nation would be long and arduous, but with hope rekindled in their hearts, they were ready to take on the challenges ahead. Ibrahim Traoré, the exile who returned, had become the catalyst for change, a story of resilience, unity, and the undying spirit of a people who would fight for their right to be heard. The man who had wandered far across the lands had, upon his return, uncovered the essence of true leadership, a path not forged alone but through the collective heartbeat of a nation willing to rise together, transformed by the embrace of their shared stories. And so it was, in every village and corner of Burkina Faso, Ibrahim's name was now enshrined in the songs of freedom, reminding them that the power of their unity was stronger than any tyrant's grip ever could be.